time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, yes, he's on again. And today is the day before July 4th, isn't it? Oh, and tonight is the Red, White, and Boom. My goodness, I've never seen so much media devoted to a 24-minute show. That's right. The fireworks tonight, 24 minutes. However, people came there last night, set up their ground observation posts, and it goes on and on and on and on. All day long, Channel 28 has been down there showing people and what's going on, and all for 24 minutes. Yeah, interesting. Can you imagine what that costs, though? I mean, in how much it costs for the fireworks? Woo! Big time. I know even for the fair here on July 4th, the time as it runs about the same, 20-some minutes, at a pretty good price. I mean, high price. And that's the way it is. People love excitement. People love to hear those bombs going off. Your dog doesn't, though, does it? I've got one dog that goes out of his brain. He just howls and hoops and hollers. Now, I see in Columbus, you can take your dog and get one of those identifiers placed inside your dog. So if it runs away, I tell you, they think of everything. If your dog runs away as a result of the booms, they can track it down, find out where it's at. Or if they find a dog and examine it, they'll know whether it's yours or not. How about that? They think of everything. All for 24 minutes. Well, let's see what else is going on. Oh, yeah, since I last talked to you, I've got oxygen. I was on oxygen the other day, but now I am on portable oxygen. And probably the rest of my life. So if you see me anywhere, I'm easily identifiable by a thing hanging around my neck. A 6-pound container of pure oxygen. And I'm breathing that right now as I talk to you. However, there are settings where you can actually, and you got to monitor yourself. You don't want to, you let your percentage of consumption of oxygen go down low or you're gone. So you got to, I've got mindset on, it only gives me oxygen when I breathe in. And so that conserves oxygen in your tank. However, you'd better, when you breathe in, you'd better be getting enough oxygen to keep you above any minimum level. And now I talked to no one who actually was on oxygen before all this happened. So I had to learn quite easily from Ohio Health and the people that supply the oxygen. They were very explicit in explaining, explicit and explain it, two of the same words, telling me just exactly how it operates. So I do have a 6-pound cylinder sitting next to me on conserve, and it will last beyond today's program, of course. And so it is, of course, if I needed more oxygen at any time, I could turn it to a steady stream. Okay. So I don't know if any of you are on oxygen. If you have any questions, if you're about to go on oxygen, whatever. It, you know, who would ever think that in a normal lifetime that you'd ever be on the necessity, I might say, of oxygen. But it happens to thousands of people probably across the U.S. every day. Thank goodness there's enough oxygen. Now, I've got a machine at home that makes oxygen. And so when I'm in a certain area of the house, that's what I live on. Then, if I need to recharge my portable tanks, it has a unit on top of it. You press one of these portable tanks into it, and you fill them up. Yeah, neat. Oh, you see, they've had to design all the oxygen stuff for older people like me, for one thing. Older people that are a little bit, slow in operation. Of course, I can only imagine some people might have a home health nurse or something like that that can't, understand. If you have any questions, just give me a call, 740-333-9944. All right. And so it is, 1024, and I've got some questions, but most important, I've got prizes. Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the festival at Dublin, and also the Eastern Ohio, the big safari thing. Yeah, it's an open-air safari. Okay, I got all that. But I can imagine how popular Zumbezi Bay and the zoo would be for today. Of course, I bet it's hot in the zoo, that's for sure. Okay, my first question today is this. Years ago, when we had depot sales, there was one man at depot sales that we all dealt with quite efficiently. There was also a lady, too, that we also dealt with. And I need for you today to tell me the name of the man. He was originally from Vermont. He had a Vermont accent. But he knew where everything was. And if he thought they didn't have it, he'd find something to substitute. Now, people like that are hard to find. And if they are found, they're to be treasured. A lot of businesses have people like those that know the business inside and out, and where one way or the other. And I want to know the name of this man that I'm talking about that was a kingpin. He wasn't the owner, of course, but he was the guy. He was from LaRue, or LaRue. What was his name? If you can answer that, I'll give you a ticket of your choice. Got that? Okay. 10:27 is the time. And today is the day before. Tonight is the Red, White, and Boom. Just think now, Channel 4 originated Red, White, and Boom. But now because it's become so popular, that all the other stations have to give a lot of time to it also. And this this reminds me of Buckeye Chuck. You know, Buckeye Chuck started with MRN, of course, and me. But it became so well known, and it became the state's groundhog, that other stations have had to deal with it. It's kind of like Channel 4 in Columbus. Channel 4 originated Red, White, and Boom. But now everybody has to deal with it. Which is right. Yeah. It's a good thing to get something established. Wow. But how many, has it been that long since Harry is no longer with us? Harry from LaRue, he was in LaRue, Harry was a go-getter. If you wanted any work done or guidance for anything, Harry was the guy to call. Oh, I gave his name, didn't I? Did I give his full name? His first name was Harry. What was his last name? Okay, you want another question? Okay, there's a city in Ohio that has the same name as a vegetable. Well, there's a couple of them. There's Celeryville, named after a stalk of celery, because they grow it at Celeryville by the tons. But growing celery is a little different. It's a little more touchy, because you've got to, I think they manage somehow to not get so much green in it, get more white in it, which the white's not bitter. Yeah. But, there are two cities in Ohio, at least, named after a vegetable. One is Celeryville, Ohio, and one is not. Let me make sure everybody's connected here. 740-383-9944. 1029 is the time. And you're listening to WWGH. And I find wherever, especially when I'm talking to, when I've been in the hospital so much lately, I ask the nurses, do you listen to WWGH? She said, what's that? No kidding. We need our callers painted up in the sky, I think. Okay, 10:20. Oh, we're coming up on 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. 10:30. Well, we'll see. I got one clock that says within a few. Now, I find out here shortly whether the station's clock or my clock is the most accurate. And I'm coming to think maybe the radio station's clock is the most accurate, because it says in 10 seconds it'll be 10:30. Mine says in 10 seconds it'll be 10:30 and a half.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. Let me see. Caller, are you... My caller's gone, I think. Okay, call me back, caller. Okay. 7403-39944. A city in Ohio and named for a vegetable. Yeah, there are a couple of them at least. Celeryville and one other. There we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, caller, you been down West Fairground Street by Lincoln Park lately?
Oh, let me see. No, I haven't.
Hey, that trucking company used to have the thing right there by Lincoln Park.
Oh, it yeah, commercial motor freight.
It ain't no more.
That's right. I remember seeing an article. They were tearing it down.
Yep, it ain't there now.
Okay, I saw them building that back in the 50s. Yeah. I passed it every day on the way to work.
I heard that.
Yeah, and it had a lot of metal in it instead of just wood or concrete. Okay. So it's gone now, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, here's another thing. Right behind it was a cable TV tower. It disappeared, and I never heard about it being torn down.
I never either.
Yeah, it was 500 feet tall.
All right.
So
hopefully it didn't fall on nobody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we'll talk to you one of these other days.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, okay. All right, yeah. The commercial motor freight. I drove by there every day on the way to work, and I would talk to myself saying, man, that building's going to last forever. Look at all the metal they're putting into that. They're really building that. It's going to last a lifetime. Well, that was 50. How many years ago was that? Quite a while. That was back in, well, like I said, in the 1955, 56, right in there. Okay. And that's gone forever. Now, will anything go in its place? Probably not. We'd like to see things go in place of others. But I'm just amazed at the operation out at Ted Graham. You know, I always thought Ted Graham was Marion's savior because he did so much to boost the economy of the Marion area, and especially Clarendon Township. But Ted had all those thousands and thousands of Volkswagens. Not today. You drive by there and you're like, where'd they go? The cars are gone. There's some trucks in their place, but the cars are gone. So I asked around. I didn't ask Ted. I said, where'd those cars go? They left Marion area by rail. They loaded them into rail cars, and away they went. Like about 18,000 of them. Can you imagine? Yeah. Does anyone talk much about that openly? That's a big part of Marion. I mean, I like things going on. And that was something. Man. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, the city in Ohio named after a vegetable. What city would that be? Wow. Or can you tell me the old manager or the man who might, at one time was a manager or was Bob Babbage was, and this man worked under him and worked under Ted also. I used to enjoy working with Bob Babbage because my job was to go out and record commercials for Depot Sales with Bob. And one of the most memorable days, you can imagine how long ago this was, I'm recording a commercial for shoes. And I called them Nickies. And Bob burst out in laughter. He said, Nicky? These are Nikes. And that was when they first came out. I didn't know any difference. I call them Nickies. And the rest is history. But Bob was a good guy. You know, he prided himself so much in working in theater, as well as his late wife. Yeah, it was great. 10:36 is the time. And let me see what else I have here. Oh, okay. Here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Do you have a pair of Nickies to go with your Nickies to go with your knickers?
Well, hey, that's right. Nickies and knickers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some news for you. If you heard, we are losing Hassan, whatever his last name is.
Star? Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, we're losing him. He's going to Springfield.
Oh.
Saturday will be his last day.
Okay, but he'll still be with Gannett Publishing?
No.
No?
It's part of Cox Media.
Oh,
he's going to.
That's the Cox that ran against Harding.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it was Harding and Cox.
Wow.
Wow.
The media lingers on.
Yeah. The tie. Isn't that something? Yeah. Cox was the editor of a paper in, where was it, Dayton or somewhere? Yeah.
Say again?
Cox, when he ran against Harding, was the editor or owner of a paper in, I think, Dayton or Springfield.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, they're also the media group. It's part of the Dayton Channel 7 there in Springfield.
Oh, okay. Now.
So, but it's a conglomerate, and, you know, so he's going to be leaving. I called him up because I was going to see if he wanted to take the flight up to Lake Erie. We're going to be picking up Dr. Harold Brown, one of the last Tuskegee Airmen, and it would have been an opportunity for him to fly up there and fly back and interview him on his way here for the fly-in. So we'll find out who the new or the next reporter is.
Hassam Karim, yeah. Who's the lady? Isn't there a girl, too?
Sarah Volken.
Volkenheim?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, but hey, here's some news for the fly-in.
Yeah.
We are going to have a really unbelievable reception this year. There are only going to be 150 tickets. And with that, it's a fundraising reception. We ask for a $50 donation. The P-51 Mustang will be there. The mobile theater will be there. We're going to have just some incredible hors d'oeuvres. And there will be a drawing.
You say Gus's hors d'oeuvres?
Say again?
You said Gus's?
No, incredible.
Oh, okay.
We're supposed to have some incredible hors d'oeuvres,
okay.
And I'm watching over the catering like a hawk this year. Anyway, out of the 150 tickets available, one person, there will be a drawing for one person who will get a flight in the P-51 Mustang.
Really? A $2,000 flight?
That's right. If they would have to pay out of pocket, that would cost you $2,000. But there's going to be a lucky individual whose name or ticket number will be drawn, and they will receive a $2,000 flight in the P-51 Mustang.
Uh-huh.
So there are lots of things going to be happening that evening. There should be one of the airplanes, the T-28 trainer, that was there 2 years ago, will be there again, and should be a very good event. Now, tickets are going to be available, and again, only 150 of them are available. And that should be, I think, the 14th. I think I put on Facebook starting the 5th, but I just remembered our web person won't be back until the 14th. So, but they will be available, and there'll be a phone number you can call and all of that. But it's, you know, if you snooze, you lose.
Or if you flew, no. What am I saying? Where will this dinner be held?
Well, the reception will be held at hangar number 12.
Okay, the big one.
That's the big hangar where airfoils for the past 3-4 years have had their demonstrations, which this year there will be drone races. And we're hoping to get a bunch of high schoolers to participate. Or, you know, any grade level.
Sure.
If you're in first grade and you can fly a drone and you want to race, come on down, you know?
Yeah. Very good.
So that's the only news fit to talk about right now, but it's coming up. It'll be here before we realize it.
Oh, yeah. Time flies. Yeah. So is everything else you see all through the air.
That's right. Anything you throw through the air will be grabbed by gravity
to
some degree or whatever.
Do you remember the man I'm talking about, the guy at Depot Sales that everybody turned to?
Bob Babbage?
No, he was a man that worked for Bob. Of course, Bob was good, too. He knew his inventory.
Larry?
No.
Jeez,
not Larry, but Harry. Harry was his first name.
It wasn't one of the Babbages. He had just worked for him.
Yeah, he worked for him. Yeah.
You know, now that you mention it, I'm kind of vaguely remembering that.
Yeah, he was short and had a Vermont accent.
Hmm.
And he could.
Are you sure it wasn't a New Hampshire accent?
Well, might have been, but he was from Vermont.
Uh-huh.
But Harry, if you went in and said I needed a left-hand pipe wrench, mm-hmm. he'd find it. Yeah, you know, he was.
Wow.
You got to know your inventory when you work like in a hardware store, especially. Oh my! Yeah.
I tell you, you know, you used to go to Baldoff Lumber, and you could talk to these guys, and you know, you want this, that, or whatever. And then again, you turn to hardware, etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is anymore is so impersonal. It's just.
Well, you're right. Now, I used to go to also Campbell Supply. If I needed a bearing or a special bolt, I could go there and buy one instead of a package of three.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you got a moment or two before you're coming up on a break here.
Yep.
So, anyways, that's the news, and we'll get something, a schedule at some point lined up with some phone calls from some of the pilots that will be bringing planes in, and try to get some of the food truck people to call in and get people salivating a week before the event and all that. So we got a lot ahead of us.
Are the Osprey going to come a day ahead of time?
That I don't know. I need to talk with them. It would be kind of nice if they came on a Friday evening. It would be really nice because, again, those 150 people won't have to be elbow to elbow with people trying to get in to see the movie in that mobile theater, which only can accommodate 40 at a time. So we're hoping.
Okay.
We'll find out.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that's the story. An event coming up in September, the middle of September. Let's see what's in between. The Bratwurst Festival. Oh, boy. That's coming up next month, and about the middle of the month. And I had a bratwurst the other day. Now, here's what... I should be quiet here. Caller, I'm about ready to break, caller. Call me back, Fred, and right after the break, which is coming up.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known.
Ah.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back once again. Okay, caller, Fred, call me back. And I'll talk to you. Fred called me there at the break. 7403-399-44. And, like I say, I've been on oxygen now for several days. I just recently got my portable unit. Now, this is not the portable unit with a backpack type of thing. These are individual 6-pound bottles. And when you run out of one, you connect up another one. And if you're, managing it right, though. In fact, I'm looking up at mine, and since I've been talking to you this morning, I've hardly used any oxygen. How about that? And I still feel good. Okay, give me a call, 740-383-9944. I've got all kinds of questions. what do you call squid? If you went up to a waitress and said, I would like a bowl of squid. Well, besides turning up her nose, she would. What would she say? If you asked for squid, she would say, "What? Well, don't you mean blah? Oh, here we go. Okay, Fred, go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes.
Harry Roberts.
Yes, Harry.
Yes.
Yeah. Harry's a good guy.
Yes, he was. He went to our church for a while.
Oh, really? Okay.
He and his family, yes. And we would go out there every so often. And you're right. You would go out there and for something, and he would find it until, you know, he'd look until he found what we
That's
wanted.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of remind me of Snow's racket store.
Good old BJ Snow, yeah.
Yes. And then you was talking about Campbell's Hardware.
Campbell, 1049 Pauline Road.
Yes.
Or 949.
His folks, my mother used to clean house for when they lived on Homer Street.
Oh, really?
And his mother lived on, or his grandmother lived on Center Street, and she cleaned their house also. So
wow.
The Campbell's kind of... means something to me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, because they were such nice people.
Oh, I advertised for them for years.
Yeah, Isabel was just a real great...
And now I see Charlie about once a week.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he's class of 1959 Harding High School.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they get together once a week. Yeah.
Yes. But, all right, I just wanted to call in for Harry Roberts.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, bye.
And good luck.
Okay, all right.
You know, we miss you when you're not there.
Oh, thanks a lot. Okay.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
Yeah. I'm glad. You know, we need to give more recognition to people while they're alive. Harry was such a good guy. He meant so much to the people over in LaRue. And Harry was an organizer, and he was a doer. If you organize something, he did it. And, okay. Yes, I'm glad to hear the commendation for the Campbell people from Campbell Supply. Remember, they used to be in Marion on, what street were they on? Prospect Street. Yeah, remember that? Weren't they? I'm pretty sure. But they were at 1049. Was it 1049 or 949? I gave that address like a million times. And now, all of a sudden, I'm not sure whether I used to say 1049 Pauline Road or 949 Pauline Road. But that business is gone, of course. No more hardware there because it's hard to compete with the big box stores. Even though you may have the individual pieces that a person so desires, you would have to sell a lot of those individuals to make a profit to keep in business. And it's, you know, a way of life. 10:51's the time. And I haven't heard from anybody on, I'm sure, is there anyone else listening out there on oxygen like I am? Oh, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, I'm thinking that your squid question is calamari.
Calamari is correct. Yeah. Hey, would you like a prize today?
What do you have today?
I've got zoo tickets and Zambezi Bay and the Dublin Irish Festival and the safari out in eastern Ohio.
Goodness, I've been to... all of those.
Oh, really?
Very recently.
Well,
okay.
Good.
So I don't think so.
All right.
Charlie, but I do enjoy your show. And the other day when they had Lulu on, that was just an amazing. I couldn't hardly get out and go shopping and get back in the car to her. She was amazing.
She's the only one I ever interviewed that could say directly of all her... problems with drugs.
Yes, yes.
And brought it out so explicitly. My. Yes.
And she didn't say how she lost her son. Was that the drugs as well?
Oh, I no, I didn't ask her. I didn't hear. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
it'd be in her book.
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks for all you do for this station and over the years in the past. So.
Well, I just wish more people in Marion knew we existed.
Yeah. I don't know how to get the word out.
I can go down.
I talk about you all the time at church. Mention that I've heard this person or that person, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody you see.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Oh, and today, James Anderson, Marion County Park District, is out to fair. Yeah. Good old James. He's a genuine good guy. You know, a sincere person. Absolutely. Good guy, James. And he'll be out there. And if you got kids, you make sure you walk up to him and have him demonstrate some of the different things he has there. But that, you know, to spend your whole day at the fair every day is wearing. Believe me, I know. I've done it for years. And, oh boy, yeah, I was like Mr. Fair. I was there all the time. And at the different fairs, Morrow County Fair, Crawford County, one year at Hardin, but at the Wyandotte County Fair. That was, and I don't know if anyone's listening up there right now, but there was a man that was our night watchman at the Wyandotte County Fair, and he was a true blue fan of Hopalong, the bearded, what was his name? Buffalo Bill, yeah. Buffalo Bill. And he had a collection of Buffalo Bill articles and this and that. And I used to relieve him at 7 in the morning at our tent in Upper Sandusky. And I would walk down, I parked the car, and then I could hear his harmonica playing. And as I walked down the midway, yeah, there he was. he loved entertaining children, for one thing. And he loved playing his harmonica. And I can still hear him playing, excuse me, "The Moon Shines Tonight on Pretty Red Wing." Yep, always remember that. So a lot of people leave something behind. And he left that behind for me. What did somebody leave behind for you? You know, that's an interesting topic. Can you name anything that somebody left behind for you? Now, I'm trying to think of who else. A lot of people left things behind for me. A lot of people been good to me in life, that's for sure. But can you name anyone who left something for you that you can remember? You know, it didn't have to be a sentimental thing, just a thing. Can you remember? Does that spark your mind? Yeah. 10:55 is the time. Boy, time's running by today. I'm glad to hear from all of you who have called. Okay, what city in Lima? Okay, I just gave the answer, didn't I? What city in Lima is named after a vegetable? Yeah, it's Lima. Lima, Ohio. But if you were going south, you'd have to call it Lima. Lima, Ohio. Okay. Now, here's another one. Last year, the state of Michigan had a logo or a saying that promoted the state of Michigan. Can you tell me what it was? I bet you can't. What did they have as a slogan last year in the state of Michigan that emphasized Michigan, that you ought to go there for vacationing? What did they call it? Yeah. See, it pays to make attention or get attention to everything in life. You never know what I'm going to ask. Well, the same way. in a Catholic church, maybe it's the same in a Protestant, you have the altar, right? The altar, very prominent. And in a Catholic church, that's where everything is performed. What is the area behind the altar? The area behind the altar has a name. What would it be? Do you know? I know. I can remember, I was an altar boy for years. And behind our altar was a light bulb hanging down. This light bulb had a little tip on the end of it, a little sharp blob of glass. And I found out that was an original Edison light bulb, or one of that era. And it was still burning. It was a carbon element. Yeah, a carbon element bulb still burning after all those years. Amazing, isn't it? Now, carbon elements in light bulbs were a hazard to radio interference. Oh, my goodness. If you had a radio on and you turned on a carbon element bulb, all you heard was bzzz. Oh, my. I often wondered if that altar in the Catholic Church or the bulb ever bothered anybody's radio. Oh, yeah, you know, it's fun to go back, but I got to remember that not everybody goes back like I do, that a lot of you are younger, and there's an era that you remember more than any other, and it goes on and on. The people born today will have an era to remember. But it's fun to go back, isn't it? Fun to remember. But if you weren't of that era, it doesn't mean very much. I'm looking down at see what other question. Well, behind the altar. That's a good one. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, the area around the altar, is that the sanctuary?
No, what was it called?
A sanctuary.
Well, yeah, you could call it a sanctuary. I called it a sacristy. And I don't know how the names, you'd have to look that one up, sacristy. But anyway, well, hey, what would you like for a prize today?
Zoomies debate tickets, please.
Yeah, you got them. Okay, to a pair of them. And what is your name?
Bill Ballinger.
Okay. Bill Ballinger? Okay, Bill. Very good, and you can pick him up here yet today.
Okay, how late are you open today?
Let's see. Try to get here by
This is WWPH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.